Well, you know, they got to the World Series. They love Nolan Ryan.
Oh,
so,
sure.
I mean, it's
hey, you know, one step at a time.
It's okay. Right. It's all right.
That's you know, one thing. Step at a time. If you can make a World Series every, 39, how many years?
38.
38
yeah.
years,
yeah.
you know, hey. That's okay.
That's all right. They'll be back before the Astros are.
Ah.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, yeah, you're about right talking about that rain. Most of it has drifted out of here, and it's really a pretty defined line, really, from Victoria up through Huntsville and over. But from there on, there's pretty much good shower activity. Okay, the Golden Triangle's covered in rain. Like, they need it, you know? We need rain here. But this is the right kind of rain. I mean, it.
Yeah,
know,
it was a soaking type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it we got, but.
In my house, you know, it was raining on my head.
Well, I know, but.
That's
I mean,
my house.
That can go on for like 10 minutes and do
yeah.
no good.
Oh, sure. Well, I quit watering the lawn a long time ago.
Yeah, anyway, so that wasn't so, that know. Wasn't ever an issue, that's for yeah. sure. But anyway, we got that. Investigators in York, Pennsylvania say that Sean David Cromer and Zachary Jordan Castle. Obviously got caught because we know all
yeah,
three of their names.
Right.
Broke into the home of their neighbor from whom they had previously purchased marijuana. Police said that the two men took $60 in cash, a big old bag of marijuana, a safe, a gun, a laptop computer, and a BlackBerry. Police said the two men fought the next morning. The reason they fought was, well, Zach woke up and he realized that, well, Sean had smoked most of the marijuana.
Oh, my.
Pretty angry about that. Guess they were in it together, you know. Ought to be able to split the dope. Officers were called to the apartment on the report of an assault, and both men were arrested and charged with various crimes. Son, where'd you get this? That's not mine. Where'd you get that? That's not mine. That's not mine either.
No,
but those ding dongs, those are mine. Yeah.
You can't have one.
No. Yeah. No. That guy over here, he's a pothead.
Info.
Mesha.
I was going to have them because they're a nutritious, sustaining breakfast.
That's right.
Yeah. But Sean, he smoked all the dope and ate my ding-dong. So I whooped him upside the head, and that's why you're here. Yeah. That other stuff's not mine either. That gun, that safe, that laptop. No, that ain't mine.
Hello again. I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today, we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski, where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
I am Paul Rieger, chairman of the Republican Party of Brazos County. Jana McMillan has been a dedicated foot soldier and bold leader in the conservative Republican fight to restore values of limited government and personal liberty. Jana's opponent is supported by the county Democrat chair and has made contributions to Chet Edwards the last 3 election cycles. You can count on Jana McMillan to challenge bureaucracy in College Station City Hall and to advocate for taxpayers. Look to the bottom of your ballot to vote for Jana McMillan, College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Jana McMillan campaign, Ed Slovacek, treasurer.
It's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
November the 2nd. Today's the birthday of 2 former presidents, James K. Polk and Warren G. Harding.
They're both dead.
I know they're dead, but, you know, 2 presidents, same day. It was worth a mention.
Actually.
Especially, and also Daniel Boone's birthday.
So. And, of course,
he's really dead.
James K. Polk can at least be on the top of the list. And James K. Polk is normally not on the top list of presidents in any category, but he could say that he was probably the best president who was born on this date.
Yeah,
I mean, no doubt about that.
When you're comparing yourself to Warren G. Harding.
That's right.
But actually, James K. Polk, very important because he was the president when Texas became a state, I believe.
Aren't you something?
Yeah, anyhow.
Well,
yeah.
He was president from 1845 to 1849.
Yeah, there you go.
11th president.
Now, good
there
for
you go.
Him.
Now, among the living, Pat Buchanan, the...
Who wished he had been.
Yeah, he tried for it. Conservative commentator is 72 years old today.
Well, have we seen him lately? He's pretty much was a crotchety old man,
yeah.
Even when he was younger.
Yeah. Anyhow. He was a crotchety young man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And Jay Black of Jay and the Americans is 72 years old today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actress Stephanie Powers. Well, now, Scott and I can appreciate Jay Black.
But the deal is, he's the guy, when they do the Begathon on TV, they always show the oldies concert.
Right, and he still
And he
hit
still
that.
Does it, and that's what he does, is yeah. ahead of time he says, okay, and at this time he was like 67. He said, I'm about to sing this song, and I may not hit the note.
Yeah.
And
But then he usually hits it.
Yeah, but he just didn't want people to... feel
yeah.
sorry for him.
He didn't
him,
want to put the pressure on himself.
He understood
right.
that he might not hit the note, and, yeah. and then he did. So it's kind of fun, poking fun at himself.
Stephanie Powers is 68 years old today. Keyboardist Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake & Palmer is 66 years old today.
Top billing, they call him.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite groups, the Dave Matthews Band. The drummer, Carter Buford, is 53 years old today. And singer Katie Lang turns 49. David Schwimmer, he was a friend, of course.
And what else?
What else?
He really hurt the credibility of Band of Brothers.
Yeah, Band of Brothers.
He was the one unenjoyable part of Band of Brothers for me,
right?
because
he played the really bad guy.
Yeah, well, and
really
having
bad guy.
But having Whiny Ross as the obnoxious major in Band of Brothers.
I thought he played obnoxious bad guy on Band of Brothers pretty good.
Well, but he was already typecast was the problem. I still saw him as Whiny Ross.
and I don't think there's any doubt that that was probably something they had to weigh before they got him this gig.
Probably so.
It didn't work well, at least in Chase's mind.
Yeah, there you go. And rapper Nelly turns 36 years old today. And that's all I got.
Sherry Hyte, the author, she has a birthday today. And you didn't do Maxine Nightingale?
No, I knew we were going to spend time on James K. Polk.
He just couldn't squeeze her in.
You know.
Our apologies. We'll pick her up next year.
With Polk and Harding and little Dan Boone, I just couldn't get her in.
Had I planned ahead, I would have had Maxine ready to sing I Like the Nightlife, I Love to Boogie.
Oh, well, now that's a nifty little song.
That's a
toe-tapper right there.
That's not...
is that not Maxine?
No, that's Alicia.
All right, hang on. All right.
We have a controversy here.
I'm singing it in my head, though. Whoever sang it.
No, it's not that big a controversy. It's just Maxine.
She does Alicia Bridges.
Because she does that, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, right back where we started from. That's who she would be. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sounds like Crocodile Rock.
So it does a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There she is later in life. Yeah.
Now, is this Maxine?
Yeah, it is.
Is she going to sing?
Oh, my. Yeah,
she just dance?
No, she's wearing all black, and then something flows over her waist. You know what that tells you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
They call it the B. Arthur.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go. Okay.
That ain't nightlife.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's our music. Actually, I have another song we're going to play
Tuesday.
Next hour. It is Tuesday because we do need to be doing that. But anyhow, there we go. Wait.